Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio, mobile today, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. My two favorites indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So, Todd, what's the obvious question today?
Why in the world are you still in Lansing?
Exactly. So the game's over last night. We're packing up. We go to leave. Now, we're upstairs and the team's downstairs. And I was talking to Jalen Pickett and Andrew Funk, and they had just talked to a couple of their former teammates downstairs. And Pick looks over at me and he says, "Hey, Steve," he says, "too bad about being delayed." I said, "We're delayed?" I said, "Really?" I said, "Jeez." And by the way, Andrew and Andrew wanted to say hi to all the Bucknell people out there, talking to him last night, and Pick and Andrew. I asked Jalen what's it been like with the Nuggets, because he's been going back and forth on the Grand Rapids Denver shuttle. And I said, "When do you find out? Like, is there a time frame?" He says, "Nope, I got a call." I said, "We need you in Utah tomorrow." I'm like, "Okay." He said, "Back on the plane." There he goes. He said, "It is everything he hoped it would be and more." He says, "You dream about it, what it's like to play in the NBA." He says, "And it's everything I had ever hoped it would be." Then I asked Andrew about the shuttle, because Pick has been going Grand Rapids, Denver, Grand Rapids. You know, more Denver than Grand Rapids. But Andrew says, "Steve, I love it when they send him back." I says, "I get better shots." All right. So Dick and I were talking, and we asked about Jokic. And it, ironically, I get back to the room last night, and Golden State's playing Denver. You know, and I really don't care about watching a regular season NBA game, but we're all standing there like, you know what? It's the only thing on. So, Golden State's 5 minutes to go, like 5 minutes and, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds to go. They're up big. They're like up like 122 to 104 or some number like that. And Jalen said to me, he says, because Dick asked about Jokic, and Jalen said to the two of us, he says, "You know, the one thing that," he says, "you don't see unless you're around him is how deeply, deeply competitive he is." He said he kind of gives you the impression that he's not, right? Just facially. He says, "But when you're around him, he's deeply competitive." He said, "I think he's going to go to like 33 or whatever." He loves harness racing, for example. So loves the horses, but it's harness racing, especially where he is in Serbia. Loves it. And I know he has a horse farm and so forth. He loves that. But the depth of the competitiveness, he says, is incredible. And then you watch last night, who made the three from midcourt at the end to win the game? Denver came all the way back and won at the Chase Center last night and beat Golden State out in San Francisco. I was like, wow. The timing of that comment couldn't have been more spot on. So then he said, "You're delayed." Okay, really? I get downstairs and I find out that we are not just delayed. We are, the plane, like, the word used was not a mechanical. The words used were not mechanical problem. The word used was the plane is broke. Well, I have never heard that one before. They always, it's a mechanical issue. We have an instrumentation issue. Plane is broke. Like, okay, good. So now here's the game plan. The game plan is, of course, last night, you know, from start to finish was just not a good night at all. So the game plan is this. We stayed here in Lansing overnight. They're going to go to the Breslin Center. What is it, 20 after 1 right now? They're going to go over to the Breslin Center in about a half an hour. They're going to have practice from 2 to 4. They're going to come back here, and we're scheduled to fly at 7 tonight to Philadelphia direct. Now, I always pack one day over. So I'm sitting here right now with fresh clothes, right? I did not, you know. But I do not pack for 4 days when it's an overnight trip. So there's a Target a half mile from here. I went for a nice little walk this morning, picked up a couple shirts and other necessities needed garment-wise to get you through the rest of the trip. And so we did that. We took care of that. So that's what happened. The plane is broke. Broke. Really? Interesting way of phrasing it.
I'd rather hear that on the ground than in the air, though.
Oh, no, I said, yeah, you're in the air like, hey, we're broke. Hey, no. Like, you know, most of the players are sitting there like, I know we're broke. We don't have any money. No, no, no. We're talking about physically. The plane's broke. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's where we are. And they'll practice there. I think, you know, when I'm done with the show, I think I'm going to walk over. I mean, Breslin's like a mile and a half. It'd be good to get a walk. I know it's cold here. It's chilly. But, yeah, we'll do that. And then Michigan. And Michigan lost at home to Minnesota last night. They'll play Michigan Sunday at noon at the Palestra. So what is the latest forecast? We'll have you sit in. My good close friend Joe Lundberg, who for years has done forecasts and, you know, had done forecasts here at WKOK. I'm sure I could get a hold of Joe right now. He'd tell us. So what is the forecast right now? Based on the latest track of the storm for the valley.
Right now it looks like about 6 to 9. They cut it back an inch at least. It was supposed to be start a little later in the day, and now it sounds like it's going to start late morning around here at least.
Okay. Well, I think State College are talking about 6 inches, which is fine. Now, of course, I'm not going to get there till Sunday anyway, so... it's all part of the travel, and everybody said yeah, you're kind of. I had a couple of people say you're kind of calm about the whole thing. I said, what do you want me to do? I can't do anything about it. And you know, if I could do something about it. Now, I mean, I did consider last night, like, you know what, just get a commercial flight, fly from Detroit, get back to State College today. Then drive tomorrow. And I thought, you know what? Part of the reason I didn't was this. You know, I had to do the show. So I said, well, it's actually easier and more and less of an issue to try and get back in time to do the show as opposed to, like, you know, just stay with the team and just do the show. So, yeah, I'm here. And we got the King on today, too. Well, the final half hour. And we can't disappoint him.
No, it's been 2 weeks.
I know it's been 2 weeks. I had to text him last week when I was in Atlanta. Because, I mean, when I'm done with this trip, that would mean I'd be on the road 9 out of 12 days. Like, okay. I mean, I've racked up a lot of Marriott points. It's, you know, it's been great. I mean, you know, I'm back to Platinum Elite. It's like, great. It's like, oh, goodness gracious. But, yeah, 9 out of 12 days. That's a lot. Now, we're home all next week. We don't travel again until Friday night, and then have a game at Purdue next Saturday afternoon. Then we allegedly fly back after the game. But, yeah, this is just the way it is. And we're not the only ones that go through this. Michigan State played a game at the Jordan Center last year. Is it last year or the year before? It's one of the two. And they had a problem with their plane. They bust all the way back.
Oh.
Now the issue is, now Penn State could have done that, but the issue is the snowstorm. That's why they're doing it this way. If there's no storm this weekend, we'd have flown back to State College today. And then they would have bussed to Philadelphia tomorrow afternoon, right? But because of the snowstorm, they said, we need to go in tonight. Like, okay. All right. And that's the reason why. It's the storm. That's why it turns into a four-day road trip. Or 5 days, including... How many freaking nights is this? Let's see. We're here Wednesday night, last night, Philadelphia tonight, eventually. Philadelphia tomorrow, yeah, four nights. Yeah, because we'll check out Sunday morning before the game. Yeah, so so Todd, I mean, really, nothing like the glamour of the road.
Yeah, how about it? Like you always say, though, it beats working for a living, right?
Oh, right, exactly. I mean, like, okay, I'm sitting in a hotel room. All right, it doesn't mean that there aren't pitfalls. Sure, but what does it do to complain? I mean, it doesn't... There's no need to complain about it. My job is so... Oh, for goodness sakes, you know what? You sit there and you talk sports. That's what always gets me about people in our business. Like, oh, and the traffic, it's like, hey, yo, slow down, all right? Okay? We're not running a jackhammer in the street in a snowstorm, okay? We're sitting there going, and the shot's no good. I'm sorry, but he was taken down for a two-yard loss. Oh, my goodness. The line of people who want that job extends from here to Kansas, all right? All right, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to be with you on this Friday. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Steve Jones, Todd Hummel, King in the final half hour today. I know you know everybody tries to put the best face on something, and we were talking yesterday about the new TV deal where 65% of the money is going to be allocated to women's basketball, and everybody's now talking about it's a step forward. Remember, they were told the valuation of their deal was $112 million, if you recall correctly, Todd.
The story that we ran from the AP in the paper today, the Endeavor people that negotiated the deal said that was an aggressive amount that those people came up with for the women's basketball tournament, I think was almost a direct quote.
Right, exactly, Todd. And we all knew it was aggressive. 112. Now, you always put out a number... Or if you're negotiating a bigger number, okay, that's fine. I got it. So they went for one, you know, they were talking about 112. Well, they barely got to half of that. They got 65. All right, that's, you know, that's fine. That's an increase. It's a good starting point. It's an eight-year deal. But they still ended up bundling it. And once again, what does it tell you? And this is the first thing. Dick and I were talking about this yesterday. And look, you got to remember, we've been around the block a lot, okay? Just like you've been around the block. What's the first thing we thought of? We're sitting there. We had dinner after the show yesterday. I said, hey, they settled the new all-sports TV deal for 8 years. I said, they ended up bundling everything. And Dick looked at me and he said, exactly what you and I said in the show, Todd. What did we say right on the show? We said, obviously, nobody else was going to bid. And that's the first thing Dick said. You and I said it on the show yesterday. And that's you know, that's why they got to the exclusive negotiating period. Right? Hardly anybody in media settles during the exclusive negotiating period. You and I both know that. Because they want to put it out to bid and find out, like, you know, because these are all sealed bids. Hey, can we get them thinking and get a bigger number out of it? And they knew they weren't going to get other bidders because nobody wanted to bid on it. Okay. Right. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they ended up getting a good deal, an increase. They went to, let's see, they're up to 115. What was the number before? Do you recall what the
38, story said? 34, something like that. Oh, you mean high, yeah, 64.
Yeah, 60. So they go from 64 million up to 115. That's good. That's a nice increase for the entire package. I mean, that'll help out wrestling. That'll help out all the, you know, it'll help out baseball, College World Series, Women's College World Series, and softball. That'll be great for everybody. It'll be a little more money across the board. But it's only, quote, a little more money for everybody. That's what it is when it's all said and done. But the key is now the contract is going to – now the other key is the contract's going to run out in 2032, which is exactly the same time as the men's tournament runs out. Now, how ESPN is going to handle this under the new model, because they keep talking about the new model, more streaming and so forth, right? I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure they know what that means.
Right. And the NCAA is going to have to find out what it means, because nobody knows. You know, based on their new model, how are they going to do this? Is it going to be still the standard way of operating like they have now? Will there be more streaming? Will a lot of the tournament end up on ESPN Plus? I don't know. But they got more money out of it. They went from $64 million to $115 a year. It's an eight-year deal. 65% of the $115 million is allocated for the women's tournament. That's great. But that's right. But again, you said it, I said it, and Dick's first thing Dick said, he says, boy, obviously there are no other bidders. Right. Exactly.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hi there, how are you? Good news. I just was told that I'm eligible now to vote here in Lansing. Just kidding. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, lots and lots of snacks. In fact, you know what? Storm's rolling in this weekend. Why don't you just load up now? Just go on over to Brewers Outlet, take care of it. You know, you can watch the Steelers-Ravens game tomorrow. You can watch the Colts-Texans tomorrow. You can watch college basketball tomorrow. You know, a full day on Sunday of the NFL, plus the Penn State-Michigan game at the Palestra. You know, snow, who cares? Stock up at Brewers Outlet now. Just go over and get everything. Kind of turn it into a party weekend. Yeah? Come on, Todd. Let's party.
I was just going to say, you're encouraging me. I don't work tonight, so I'm in.
Hey, stock up, my man. Get it done. Well, you got the FCS National Championship game coming up, too. And then the National Championship game between Washington and Michigan coming up from Houston on Monday night. Stock up now. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. It is at that time where portal time, and portal time means visits. I mean, Penn State had a visit yesterday. They have some stuff now. It's interesting. They've done a good job of making sure the visits for this week are taking place during the week, because they do understand, with no uncertain terms, you know, what the forecast is for this week. I mean, look, it's been a long time, to be honest with you, since we had what you'd call a plowable snow in State College. And we just haven't had one. And that is, but they've had a couple of defensive backs in. I can't get into names because, again, it's, you know, because they are now recruitable players, it's an NCAA violation. But they, you know, they've got a couple of defensive backs in that are taking a long, hard look at what's going on. And classes begin on Monday. Now, I think late entry into class is like the 15th or 16th or something like that. But I will now at least give you this one. All right. Now, this one I can talk about, because Akeem Beamon, the defensive tackle that I felt got better. I mean, this is the best year that he had. And Akeem Beamon has made his decision that he is coming back for another season at Penn State. There's one other guy I am confident that's going to say he's going to do that as well, okay? But to be honest, I mean, again, this is, I mean, that's one thing, Todd, for example, we're around the guys. Jack and I are around the guys. And in fact, we rode on the defensive bus in every day. You know, so they'll come back and talk to us. So, all right, but it's not our job. I mean, I know people want me to do this, but you can't. You've got to let the guys announce it themselves. So, I mean, I knew those two guys were coming back. Right? That's why I didn't think too much about it. And, you know, but it's up to them to announce it. So I apologize to the audience about that. But that they have now solved the defensive tackle situation just by keeping their own. Ellis, Beamon, to go along with Izzard, Vandenberg, and a guy that I think is a terrific player, Zane Durant. Zane Durant plays the game with great leverage. Beamon quickness, and now Akeem's got himself up to 290. He had been playing the first couple of years at Penn State about in the 260s. I think the highest he had topped out is 269. He then started putting the weight on. He got himself to 290, but I'm talking about good weight. Got himself to 290. And Durant, Zane told me he was at 284. Which is good, because he had been playing at a lower weight as well. So they're getting more bulk in the defensive front just by being in the weight room and working with Chuck Losey and those guys. But it is that's big. It's so Ellis and Beamon both have now made it official that they are coming back, and that's big. Now we'll see how the transfer portal plays out. There's one other guy that I think I'm pretty sure is going to say that he's coming back, but that's, I'll let that player make that announcement himself, and then go from there. Okay. But Penn State's been hosting a couple of defensive backs on the portal side over the last couple of days, and we'll see how that plays out.
Is this kind of an indication of, you know, do you think where the coaching staff thinks the roster weaknesses are just by, not by name and names, but just by, you know, they're bringing defensive backs so they feel like they need some depth or some other guys there is what I mean.
Experience.
Yeah.
Experience. The quote that Terry Smith gave to Jack and I when we talked to him a couple of times during the month and then when we were down in Atlanta. He says, when Terry was talking to me, he says, Steve, he says, we're going to have to turn to the young pups right now. Well, Zion Tracy's a true freshman. And as I said the other day, Zion Tracy, I think, has a chance to be a really good corner at Penn State. And during the course of the year, he got his feet wet. During the course of the season, he played on special teams. But again, this was a full-time shot against some very good receivers. Wade, Harris, Watkins, you know, and those guys. Okay, Lee, Caden Lee. Those are the four guys that really played in the game. Where you're like play in and play out. So I considered that for Zion Tracy a starting point. And you and I both know how Penn State likes to play defense. And Penn State likes to play defense by utilizing a lot of personnel. So if you can bring in to go with Cam Miller, because Cam Miller to me is a given. Cam Miller's a given. You've got younger guys at Adavian Collins, Elliot Washington, and Zion Tracy. Now, I think right now Tracy's the best of those three. Cam Miller's a different category, all right? So Cam Miller's a different category. I'm amazed. People are like, oh, and against Harris. You know, do you know what kind of good coverage Cam Miller had in that game? Hey, for the most part, Harris made tough catches in that game. Let's give credit to Harris. He's a good player. But he made some tough catches in that game. Cam Miller's going to be, I think, very, very good. So that's the indication about the defensive backs, Todd, is that they want to get just maintain being older there, where then they can rotate in Zion Tracy, rotate in Elliot Washington, rotate in maybe a Davian Collins. That's the idea, where you can now get them out there and play them, and instead of having them play let's say 50-55 plays. Now they can get out there and they can play, if things work out right, maybe 20-25 plays in a game. See where I'm going here?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the rotation part of it, where you can rotate guys in for 20-25 plays, and the starter is out there who's more experienced as playing anywhere from 35-50 plays. And what you want to do is you also want to put them out there where there's another starter across the field from them. And that's how, you know, and that's what you like to do. It's like when Reed and Winston are out there. Reed and Winston are out there. Then you'll bring in Wheatley. You can keep Wheatley out there. But maybe Winston's out there with King Mack. Maybe Winston is out there or Reed is out there with Dakari Nelson, who's a really good prospect. Or, you know, we can't forget about Makai Flowers as well. Now, those are the safeties I'm talking about. So that's what they try to do. They try to go out there and make sure they always have an experienced player out there next to somebody else in the rotation.
I was really surprised, you know, with how well Cam Miller played, just because you heard a lot about, you know, Drew Porter Jr. the last couple of years and some of the other starters. It's sometimes you forget how good, you know, these depth guys came in with pedigree when they were freshmen and are just waiting their turns.
Cam is a guy, watching him develop last year, I would watch him in practice, especially early on. I thought, you know, this guy's going to play. Right, I mean, like he's going to be a player. Now, you know, but you know, you get integrated into what's going on. Well, Cam played a lot this year because, remember, when Penn State went with the six defensive back package, the Prowler package, three down linemen, two linebackers, six DBs, Cam Miller was the guy, Todd, playing the corner, and they brought Johnny Dixon off into that Prowler area where you didn't know if he was going to blitz or drop. See, that's, again, you get to a game like Ole Miss, people talk about the defensive performance. That's one of the dominoes of Johnny Dixon isn't there. They used Daquan Hardy to be in that blitzing spot a couple of times. That's fine. And he did a decent job with it. But Johnny Dixon had really perfected it. He was a cut above the way he was able to time it, the way he would scrape, the angle he would take. He was really good at it. That's why he had, what, four sacks this season? But going back to the point about Cam Miller, when they did that, Miller was the corner in that package. And he got a lot of experience during the course of the season. And, I realize it's a game where Ole Miss hit some plays and passes and things like that. And Cam Miller was just slow down. I realize that there's always a lot of commentary about that.
There's not a lot of corners that were going to stop a lot of those slants anyway.
Well, there was more than that, though. It was the tough catches. A couple times, Harris went up two hands, was able to get it. He made the one-handed catch on the sideline. He made some plays. Right? And that goes back to when we were talking with when Doug from Wellsboro called about the three items the other day, and one of them was about Drew Aller. And I said, look, what could really help Drew more than anything is you have to have wide receivers who make tough catches. They have to make the routine catches. But every once in a while, a quarterback needs to have a guy make a catch. Like Tyler Warren in the game at the 75-yard pass play. That is an unbelievable catch. That's a receiver making a tough catch for his quarterback and turning it into a 75-yard play. You need that on a more consistent basis from your wide receivers that can not just make the routine catch, but can make a couple of tough catches. Ball slightly thrown behind, still makes the play. Jahan Dotson was brilliant at that. Chris Godwin was brilliant at that. Allen Robinson was brilliant at that, where they made the tough catch, and it does a world of good for the quarterback when you do that. And I think quarterbacks relax a lot more and actually make better throws because they feel if they're slightly off on one, their guy is still going to get it. Instead of the other way around, like, well, if I don't throw it precisely, he's not going to get it. I feel like quarterbacks don't press as much when they have receivers that can, you know, a little bit behind can reel it in. A little bit in front can reel it in. A little bit too high can reel it in. Till a little low, reel it. The quarterback, I think, is a lot more relaxed because they have a guy, and probably makes more accurate passes because they're more relaxed throwing the ball, as opposed to, I've got to put it in an exact spot. That's where his catch radius is.
When he has that confidence, he's not thinking, and I think when you don't have that confidence, you do too much thinking, and I think that's sometimes what sometimes happens to Drew in the pocket is, you know, it is a part of a confidence issue with the wide receivers.
And everybody knows I'm exponentially better when I don't think. People can tell by the show. I don't think at all. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Oh, welcome back to Lansing. Like, what's he doing in Lansing? I know, still here. Looks like the plane tonight. I was saying earlier to somebody, I said, I feel like I'm in the movie Major League where she's trying to finish in last place and they get the charter and they're out there duct taping the propeller. I said, that's not fun. Oh, my goodness.
It's better than being in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, I've done this the whole month.
Wow.
planes? Let's see. This month, flown to Atlanta, Flew from Atlanta to Nashville. Nashville back to Baltimore. State College to Lansing. Now Lansing to Philadelphia. Buses. Got a bus from Philadelphia back to State College. Train. Okay. Madison Square Garden to Hoboken. And, of course, you have to take the train at the Atlanta airport. So, yes. And then, of course, driving, I drove to BWI Airport, and I drove to Hoboken for the Madison Square Garden game. Planes, trains, and automobiles, my man. That's the last 2 weeks.
Well, at least it's a week of home games next week. At least you have something to look forward to.
It's a home game.
Well, yeah.
Go one, but I am going to cherish it. It's like, great. I get the drive to the Jordan Center when the game's over. I get the drive home.
Sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, that's going to be really good. Yep, that's where we are. But as I said before, I'm laughing about it because what can you do about it? Hey, my father gave me great advice. A long, long time ago. My father passed away nearly 20 years ago. But he always told me, he says, look, don't worry about things you can't control. Well, I can't control this, so why should I worry about it? Just tell me what time I'm supposed to be there, and then we'll go from there.
Getting mad about it is only going to get you mad about it, not anybody else.
Oh, absolutely. That's the worst thing you can do, I think. You suddenly, out of nowhere, if I could do something about it, I would. And there have been times where I've had to do something about it, and I can do it. That's no big deal. I'll take care of it. But this is one as a team thing. Somebody else is in charge of that. They've got to make it happen. Okay. So they'll make it happen. That's where we are.
You didn't have as bad a night as the logistics person that had to find. Get everybody together and get all the things together for an extra night in Lansing.
Pat Donnelly was on the phone the entire time. Adam Miller was on phones. They were working on this thing the whole time. I mean, trying to somehow figure out a backup plan last night. Okay, is there a better plan today? When can you get a plane? Because remember, this is Friday, so there are going to be a lot of teams that need planes today because of weekend games. And, the running joke we've always had, and it's just a running joke, there aren't 8 planes circling above. Hey, we'll take you. We're ready. All set. So they're going to practice today here at Breslin and then come back here, get a shower, get some food, and then go from there and get into Philadelphia and, Dick and I are going to go get a cheesesteak tomorrow, and because Dick took commercial flight, he's going back. He's going back. In fact, Dick should be back. I talked to Dick this morning at the airport, so he should already be back home. But his flight was out of Detroit, and he had to rent a car, so he drove down to Detroit. It was not a good game last night. Look, there's no. The game was 18-14. All right. And Penn State missed a couple of layups inside when they ran a great play. You're like, okay. And then after the two missed layups, it was the same play. After the two missed layups, Michigan State went on a 9-point run. And now you're down 13 points. And there's no turning back in this. And they just kept going and going. And Penn State was, I think, 3-for-29 last night in threes. And Dick had made the statement in the pregame show, and I totally agree with it, that Penn State needed to hit 10 threes in the game. They hit 3 of 29, Todd. And you know what? Michigan State picked their pocket. Penn State was lackadaisical on some passes. In this conference, and a lot of these guys have not played in this conference before, in this conference, you can never be lackadaisical on a pass. You've got to be sharp and crisp on every pass because these guys will cut passing lanes and they can pick your pocket.
You know, it's a we talked earlier that it's going to be a learning experience for this team, and I think that's pretty obvious.
Now, the key is it counts for one.